This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Expressway's coming up in 20 minutes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander's coming up in 40. It's time now for an edition of the finest. Here it is, Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right, there's been a lot going down today as it pertains to Jerry with Sean and RJ. Things going viral in a big way. This offense is a disaster. So many things reflect that, so I want to get to that stuff as well. Now, we'll start with, we know Jerry was going to Atlanta for some meetings of sorts. Albert Breer had tweeted out a few hours ago that Jerry came in at 11:59 for the noon start to meetings, politely declined comment because he had to rush in, so he was running a bit behind there. Tom Coughlin would have fined him, but I believe he made the cut for Roger Goodell. So then we get the after-meeting reports, and that starts with Walchuk here, and...
So Judy Batista said Jerry Jones walks by, tells reporters, quote, "I'll pass, or do you want me to chew your ass out?" And then he laughed, gave a thumbs up, and was gone.
Okay. Then I'm seeing now from Diana Russini, who's also there. She tweeted out, just spoke to Jerry Jones about the incident this morning. He said he doesn't mind the questions. It's the type of questions coming from the flagship station. More to come, she says. She followed up, as for the upcoming trade deadline, Jerry Jones says they will not be active. He also says they will not be making any changes at head coach or coordinators. He points to a lot of details that need to improve during practice. So that's kind of the latest update from whatever owners meetings are taking place in Atlanta right now. That's kind of your Jerry update.
I don't know. Maybe they're getting more sensitive to, you know, the kind of things we're saying. You know, I know we've been highly critical. They showed up in Oxnard, California on the, State of the Cowboys address, that opening press conference, and made it clear there that they did not think the criticisms had been warranted. You know, I just think they're delusional and in denial. And, you know, it's interesting to hear. I've never heard Jerry Jones in all of my years of working for the Fan here on the Cowboys flagship suggest anything in the realm of censoring the kind of coverage that we give. The only thing I've ever understood is don't have personal attacks. And Sean and RJ were well short of that earlier today.
Totally, totally. Here's a little clip from Shannon Sharp on First Take reacting to that exact thing this morning.
For that man to put that man in fear for his job. Now, you know, moving forward, Saturday, Swaggoo, Stephen A., you know he's not going to ask him anything tough because that man needs that job. And for Jerry to say this publicly and say, "I'm not laughing, I'm not joking, I'm out. I'm out."
He's out on Jerry for doing that. Now, we know Sean more than Shannon does. So we know that Sean is still going to ask the questions that need to be asked here, of course. But even striking a chord throughout the country here with the idea that you would be lashing out about perhaps losing your job or whatever.
Yeah,
that's been a huge topic today. And that was probably the the number one headline from the conversation he was lashing out to that point, trying to flex his power.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, obviously there's been a lot of people that work for the Joneses over the years, and at one point Rich Dalrymple was one of them, and he had a very laissez-faire approach to how he looked at the media, and I think he, along with Jerry Jones, really respected like what you do in talk radio and how, you know, your format in stirring the pot a little bit or currying controversy isn't necessarily what the team would love to have as the main thing, but that's our deal. You know, that's what radio does. That's what spoken word does. We have passionate debates and we consider hypotheticals and we're highly critical of the GM and the coach and the quarterback. Everybody can get it. Right. That's sort of our love and hate style of broadcasting. And that's what fuels ratings. And always the Cowboys had a great appreciation and respect for that. And I thought Jerry Jones over the years has proven to be a very savvy guy when it comes to, you know, what makes the media successful and what kind of a media partner you want. You don't want to silence them. You don't want to censor them because then we're uninteresting and nobody wants to listen or watch, you know. But I don't know, maybe that time changed when Rich walked out that door. Certainly the cheerleaders were safer, but maybe the media partners weren't.
I'd like to go back 5 weeks ago when Jerry sat down at the Star in Frisco with Stephen A. Smith and listen to him because the entire offseason was filled with criticism with the way they were going out building this team. Everyone knew that this was not going to be a very good football team, and Jerry didn't understand why. Here's him reacting to the in real time criticism.
Well, I feel a lot better than some of the critiques that maybe I'm getting more than they are, but okay. I'm sensitive to them. Okay. But I'm frankly a little surprised. Mm. I'm surprised that it isn't more apparent to fans that we put an outstanding team together. Mm-hmm. I think the team is in better shape to roll than it was last year.
Really?
And I do.
Really?
Okay. So clearly he is as delusional as it gets about this football team, and the team that he's referring to now is being talked about by Kurt Warner, NFL Hall of Famer. Another really tough tape to watch this week with the Cowboys. Wow, issues all over the place. Follow-up tweet, I hate bad details. They kill QBs. The team that he thought was better than last year's team, the team that he's surprised is being criticized throughout the offseason for anybody who's ever seen a single second of football being played, knowing that the team that he was building was not going to be playing well. Dead balls last at running the football. 43% pressure rate to the Lions?
Yeah.
A
team that hadn't really, other than Aiden Hutchinson, had not.
You've got run-stopping defensive ends that are now getting 8 pressures against you. I mean, I don't know how you can think that this team was going to be better when you're going to start a rookie left tackle, a rookie center, right? You lose all of your depth, and then all you're doing is relying on the draft to be able to replenish that. It's just not realistic to think that that is going to work.
No, and it's the biggest red flag maybe we've ever seen. You know, as far as why Jerry Jones needs to step away if this team wants to achieve its goals. He thinks this team is good. Steve, the ball's in your court. It's time to separate the man, and you need to be separated as well. This is why both the Jones boys need the head coach to be so instrumental on draft day, because they don't have the answers. This is why you need your son to be such a big part of the business side and the salary cap side, because it's too much work for you. And this is why you need Will McClay to be the personnel part of being a GM, because you don't want to work hard enough to know all the players. Okay. And you know, it's great that this happened because it gives another opportunity for a full reset on what their biggest issues are and why they haven't done anything in 3 decades.
Yeah. In that same interview with Stephen A. Smith, he likened Ezekiel Elliott to Jim Brown. Zeke is, of course, as it pertains to running backs and success rate, ranked 60th out of 64 qualifying running backs right now. They ran the ball 8 times on 1st and 10 the other day, and that totaled 13 yards for the offense.
Ouch.
They're 25th in offensive DVOA, but I think when we're talking about the Cowboys offense, it's really 25th in offensive categories, because that's what their offense has become at this point. 25th in DVOA. The Carolina Panthers have more total touchdowns than you do this year.
Wow.
The Carolina Panthers have more touchdowns, dude.
Yeah,
I think it was
a necessary step to like rebuild this offensive line. Biotish wasn't the answer. Tyron Smith clearly not an answer. And if you wanted to say we positioned ourselves to be better in the long run as a result of turning over the offensive line, investing in youth and everything, I can get with that. Jerry, get a better handle on reality and choose anywhere to be honest. You know, he thinks he's out there being a slick salesman and, you know, aw shucks and people and having a laugh and, you know, cutting up with Judy Batista. No, you've kind of lost it. And your inability to know what reality is significantly costing you. You know, at this point, we can only hope that it goes so bad the embarrassment piles up for him. Mm-hmm. And we get a surge that could, you know, push him out of power.
All right. Elsewhere around the NFL, we know the Jim Harbaugh stuff. He left the game due to the illness. It was the heart issue. People were alleging since he changed his pants when he went into the locker room that maybe he soiled himself. But to that, he said that the only thing that could keep me off the sideline is my heart stopping. So he's like basically saying, even if I did crap my pants on the sidelines, I wouldn't go into the locker room to change things.
Clearly.
My heart stopping is what could keep me off the sideline there. So I was like, you know, that's a fair rebuttal. I do appreciate that.
So it wasn't the poop in his pants that kept him off the sideline. It was the overly beating heart.
That's right.
That kept him off.
Yeah,
okay.
the arrhythmia.
But there's no doubt those pants were pooped, right?
There's a part of me that feels like that is surefire as anything, you know?
Yeah, that he changed the pants and he didn't put khakis back on.
Right.
That's something.
He went to the darker color because he knew he was having fits that day.
He might be a superstitious guy, just thinking.
You think he might crap his pants again because he won?
No,
I might just be wearing the darn pants.
I'm 1-0 in crap my pants game.
Guys, maybe, this is how committed I am.
Maybe he thought changing his sideline gear might help him.
Yeah,
self defeasies.
Well, I don't know because they were dominating the football game. You know?
Were they up when he went off the field? Were they up?
Yeah, because they were playing. Playing the Broncos and their offense. I mean, my goodness, Bo Nix, dude. I saw Bill Barnwell since 2007. There's 566 quarterbacks that have thrown at least 100 passes in the first six games of the season, and by first downs per pass attempt, Bo Nix ranks 464th out of 566. Now, the funniest part about that is, you know who's 566? Deshaun Watson this year. He's the one who's dead balls last. So, as it pertains to gaining first downs, Bo Nix and Deshaun Watson are as bad as it gets in football history.
Ooh, that is rough.
And we get the opportunity to watch them from time to time if we so choose. Now, you have Derrick Henry right now, stat of the day, more rushing touchdowns than 24 teams do in the NFL. That, of course, includes the Cowboys, also includes the Eagles and the Chiefs and stuff like that. But 24 teams have less touchdowns rushing than Derrick Henry does all by himself. And him and Lamar Jackson are playing out of their minds right now. Probably the best version of Lamar Jackson, even though he's a twice-over MVP, he's probably playing the best version of himself that we've ever seen. This offense is clicking right now. The Derrick Henry stuff, he's quite the closer for them when they need to ice out a game. It's just, can you stay healthy? Can you stay healthy? Wake me up in December when it's a little colder and the season has taken its toll. Will he be the same? But right now, they look as unstoppable of an offense as there is. Now, we also have the Tom Brady news today. We've been wondering about that.
It's official.
We did get this news.
It's official. Tom Brady, who is basically the TV color man for the Cowboys, is now also officially a limited partner with the Vegas Raiders. 5% stake. It's been made official. But a total purchase of 10% by Brady and his partner. So now he is a minority owner of the Raiders while also being a broadcaster. So what comes with that? Well, he's not permitted. It's basically he doesn't have to work as much.
Yeah, he can't do a lot of things to get ready for the game.
It's kind of brilliant because now he's just going to be making money hand over fist because he has some ownership in an NFL team. And in his day job, they're telling him, sorry, dude, you have to work less.
You're going to just relax at the hotel.
You can't come to these meetings with the team. You can't watch practice. Like, sorry, you're just not able to do this stuff.
No production meetings at all. Dude, can't be in another team's facility. Can't attend the broadcast production meetings in person or virtually. Prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs.
Okay, so that means he can't do the job.
That's a...
Yeah. You can't criticize other clubs. I think Foxing, you can't do this.
It's going to be a one and done for Tom.
I do. I think this is a one and done all the way. I think the criticism about him, you know, he has gotten better in some ways, but Greg Olson's going to be back in the number one chair after this season. My prediction.
Deservedly so.
You know what? Maybe Tom will say, listen, you know, I'll go away. You know, you don't have to pay me. Here we go.
That's a great excuse.
Yeah.
You know,
to walk away.
Yep.
This has got Jason Witten kind of written all over it. This, you know, like, you know, not being
just one and done. Maybe it was like, you know what? This isn't really for me.
Yeah.
Easy pathway to get back out.
Exactly.
Jason went back to football. Probably would have never done that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If things would have been good. Yeah.
It sounded good until he had an opportunity to buy part of the Raiders. And then it became, okay, wait, you're going to restrict me to do all these things? He can't do his job that way.
Yeah, I mean, if you're prohibited from criticizing other clubs, that's exactly what the job is.
Yeah.
Whenever you're broadcasting those games, you have to be critical about what you're seeing in the game. Yeah.
He's seen enough of the Cowboys. He could be really critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can't really talk about the Cowboys without being critical at this point.
I guess the line of questioning is touchy.
Yeah. I mean, you know how that can be.
Yeah.
Now, we also have bad news for the Giants. They're really like only good offensive lineman to speak of. Andrew Thomas dealing with a Liz Frank situation.
It's bad news there.
So the Giants go from bad to worse. That's just the nature of the beast there. And there is a little football's finest for you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It is time now for the Expressway in the G-Bag Nation. We'll go commercial-free all the way to the top. LA Live with Lucius Alexander is now right around the corner. It's coming up at 5:40. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. and the Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Yeah, there's talk at the NFL owners meetings of a possible Super Bowl being played outside of the United States. That's one of the bigger stories here at this hour with Roger Goodell, you know, commenting on that, saying you can't rule it out. I don't really have a big problem with it, do you?
We go to Radio Row overseas. Wow.
That would be quite a Radio Row experience.
They probably wouldn't send us that.
Something tells me Odyssey wouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to go Sam Mitchell on you, but, you know, I just don't. I don't imagine that they would be allocating those funds. But I don't know. Maybe a sponsor step up. I'd love it. You know, what's the leader in the clubhouse? You think London?
I think London would probably be the one.
Yeah. Then maybe Frankfurt, Germany. Seems like they've had a lot of success there.
They have.
Not with the way Baskey was describing flying overseas coach.
Oh, yeah.
12 hours locked in. A nightmare seat. I mean, geez, that sounds like torture.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be locked in like that. I don't know if I could survive it, you know, to be honest with you. Knowing that you're 4 or 5 hours in and still not even halfway home might be pretty tough. Although
it is tough.
I have survived a Frontier flight. So
yeah, you have. Yeah, we did. We've
underestimate myself.
I mean, I've done the long flights to Israel and then a couple of times to South Africa. And, I mean, it is. I mean, there's times where you're like, gosh dang it. We've still got, what, 5 more hours of this, and I've been here for 6 hours already. So it can be grueling. And we know Micah and Trayvon Diggs were just talking, what, last week about, what did they call it when they were sitting?
They called it the trenches.
The trenches. Sitting in the trenches for the international flights. It can be rough.
Yeah. So Mike went to Italy, and that's 12 hours. Isn't it like only 8 to London? Is London like that?
Must had a big layover.
A big layover, something like that. Yeah. Okay. Stars defenseman Matt Dumba is week to week now with a lower body injury. Congrats to them getting off to a great start, though, getting all the hockey people excited. That one is super cool. You have Amari Cooper traded to the Bills for a third rounder a couple of years after the Cowboys only got a fifth rounder for him a couple of years after they gave up a first rounder for him. So that one right there, I think, were they just impatient that year? Like, we got to get him off the team because he didn't take the jab?
Moving on.
Got to go. Jets, though, get Devontae Adams. So Aaron Rodgers and, you know, at times the best receiver in the game over the last couple of years, although he's been eclipsed by a couple of other dudes by now. But I wouldn't be surprised if they can get something cooking. Is it enough to bring them back into contention? I think I've seen too much. At 2-4, probably won't save it. But the Jets are just throwing a Hail Mary here, right? A $70 million Hail Mary with a ton of the cap hit and the guaranteed money coming to them. I mean, that's, you know, just, I think you look at the Cowboys managing of Amari Cooper and the Jets doing this. It's just, you know, why they're who they are.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is the Hail Mary master.
That's right. So
maybe he's all in. Maybe he can land this one as well. No, they do not seem like a team that is just... that is one wide receiver away from doing something awesome. Their offense is still really, really bland, and their offensive line is a problem. Their defense is still pretty good, but my gosh, that's not any team I'd be buying.
Yeah, I saw somebody put up a picture of Wilson, Adams, and Lazard, and was like, who's stopping this trio? It might be the quarterback.
Just the uniform itself.
It might be just the Jets are going to jet.
I don't know. I assume Aaron Rodgers could still play pretty good if he was given a great offensive line. Dude, I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he had a couple of the Garrett Wilson where he gets smacked and he drops it in the end zone there. Understandably, it was a great defensive play there. But I mean, the needle threading from Aaron Rodgers on that play, and there was a handful of examples. The Hail Mary, of course,
Hail Mary was brilliant.
Yeah, but he's definitely at a point now where he's not going to overcome a bad offensive line.
We'll get to the audio of Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ this morning. It's become national news here in just a second. We have some Marcus Spears reaction to that as well. Speaking of sports leaders, though, losing it publicly, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy with a very Oklahoma State story, moved a press conference to Zoom after he says he was headbutted by a cow over the weekend, suffering some facial damage. I looked in the replies of one of the stories here on X, and it appears every now and then you'll get a cow that's kind of making a bucking motion up and down, maybe just getting excited, trying to move in and out. Maybe they're feeling crowded. I imagine that's what happened, or maybe it was a cow going after Gundy. I know sometimes they can get aggressive. Usually it's with the bulls, but not totally unheard of.
Yeah, it feels like things got a little personal there. And I do wish we could get some level of visual evidence from this. That's a little cowardly of him to run to the Zoom and not turn his camera on to do his presser. I thought he had more confidence. I thought he'd be the type of guy that wears it like a proud dude with so what? I got into a little bit of a tussle with a wild animal. It's who I am. I'm Mike Gundy.
Yeah, I'm out here on the ranch. I'm an OK State cowboy.
I'm a man.
What do you expect?
I'm well over 40 now, and I'm still out here grappling with wildlife.
I'm pushing 60 here.
Five. Coaching a bad football team.
Yeah.
It's like I am consistent. This is who I am, and he's running away from it right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of facial wounds that you can take that, you know, you won't look badass with. And I would think like a cow giving you a black eye or a crooked nose or something, that might be pretty cool.
Yeah, the black eye, a little cut, like a gash.
Boom.
You know, like one of those, like if it comes from the forehead and then it kind of goes down the eye a little bit.
Like a James Bond villain kind of character.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, that could be inspiring. You've lost three in a row, you know?
Yeah, galvanizers.
Just wear a damn eye patch.
Texas linebacker Anthony Hill Jr. says he meant no disrespect to Baker Mayfield with his flag planting on Saturday. No hate for Baker. He said, I'm actually a big fan.
Yeah, he said apparently there was a Texas fan that just gave him the jersey, and he was like, it happened to be a Baker. It's a pretty good alibi. It's like, dude, this was the only, somebody handed me a jersey. It just so happened to be Baker Mayfield.
That was Baker's move, though. The whole, I'm going to go and plant the flag midfield. Like, there was too much there for it not have been known.
That's fair.
What he was doing here. But I'm a big Anthony Hill fan.
You definitely can't do that and say, no disrespect.
Right. Just lean into it and say, you knew exactly what you were doing, and Baker, go bleep yourself, hook him.
He got a big win and a lesson in media spin, I think, on the same week. You know,
hey, so I dropped the heck out of that kid.
Almost as cowardly as Gundy, shying away from the presser, man.
Nathaniel Lowe and Marcus Simeon named Gold Glove finalists. Big 2025 coming up for Simeon, I think, has to be the goal. You're 34 years old. You're still a phenomenal athlete. I think writing, this is the end of Simeon as this level player, I think that's premature, Wolchuk. I think, you know, multiple more All-Star games, great. Gold Gloves. You know, he's such a professional. He's dialed. It's not like he's out there, you know, running around being a crazy person like Mike Napoli was. Had to, you know, shut it down because he was, you know, living so hard. This is Marcus Simeon, certified professional, and you know, I think it's up to him and a couple of other Ranger veterans here to, you know, to give this team the boost that it needs to be back next year. Okay, Jerry Jones with Sean and RJ. If you've haven't seen this story today, you must be under a rock, or maybe you're just getting up and getting going. But it was quite eventful, and I would highly recommend you go back with Odyssey, YouTube, or Twitch, 105thefan.com, and listen to the whole thing, because there were multiple moments. But here's Jerry seemingly threatening the guy's jobs.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like point? My
point. Listen, let me tell you what I'll do about it. Mm-hmm. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay, I'll look at it. Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio, and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about, this is not your job. Mm. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Okay, I'll get somebody else here to ask these questions. Man, I think, you know, first of all, it was unfair to ask multiple times, what's your point? And then when I start to answer it, you immediately cut me off.
That's my favorite.
That was a horse bleep.
I had a coach do that to me in football one time.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, why?
What's your point?
Yeah. Well, just like, okay. Like,
yeah, exactly. He asked me a question. I started responding, and then he said, don't talk. Okay, coach.
And I'd actually love, let's go through all of those decisions. I'd like to get a better understanding of it. I really would.
Yeah, like there's mysterious things about it, you know, and if you don't want the questions, then just don't do the radio show.
Yeah, but I don't like think you anybody's asked him to do that, right? Like, that's how Jerry's wanted to operate. Jerry and Steven do two radio interviews a week. Yeah. Jerry goes and voluntarily talks to reporters after games while his head coach sits there with three people, maybe.
That's true.
And interviewing. How do you think that head coach feels? You wonder why the head coach and the teams haven't really had success, because why should I be scared or give a damn about what the head coach thinks?
The weird thing is like today at the NFL owners meetings, he was talking a little bit about it and suggested that maybe as the flagship, you shouldn't be asking those kinds of questions. You should be serving up softballs. And I think that's, you know, somewhere that in the past I've drawn a firm line and gone after the likes of, you know, a Dale Hansen or an Ed Werder for suggesting that here on The Fan we're giving any kind of softballs or that the questions are scripted or anything like that. I've, you know, been highly aggressive and defensive about that myself over the years because I think that's going after our livelihood, you know, that and that it's not true. It's just not true. I've never heard it outside of this quote. I still haven't heard the audio, but the context of it was, you know, Jerry talking to reporters today at the NFL owners meetings and feeling like the flagship shouldn't be coming after him. Now, that's another thing. I feel like, you know, after losses, Jerry and Steven come on defensive and loaded for bear. Like, we're trying to get you, right? We just have legitimate questions about what you think, and we're hoping to hear, you know, better answers. Like, how about, wow, what could we have been thinking by putting Ezekiel Elliott out there so many times? You know, like it's just basic, you know, critical thinking questions that we know they're asking about their own team. You know, so I don't know. Maybe their media approach has gotten more sensitive, but I was really surprised to, you know, hear some of those follow-up things as far as Jerry Jones. But, you know, I just want to make it clear, we're not trying to get you. You know, we're trying to give you an opportunity to explain so we could better understand why you think it's a good idea to not have any motion in your offense, you know, to put an old man out there at running back that only got 3 yards a carry last year and he's back. You already moved on from him once. How the hell is he back? You know, how could you think some of these things? And we know that Jerry Jones understands that it's an important part of their business model to keep cranking out, you know, the question and answer sessions. And, you know, I do feel like, though, right now he is going to maybe hide behind this idea or frame this idea that I did nothing wrong. It was the overly probing questions from the flagship radio station. And I just wonder how that's going to coalesce up there in the coming days and weeks. Now, obviously, it's a bye week, so we won't have Steven on Friday. I don't think Jerry's coming on Friday either. And it'll probably be till late next week. And hopefully by then, we can just pick up and move on with it. Okay, here was Marcus Spears' reaction, the former Cowboys defensive tackle, the LSU man, now a big superstar on ESPN. Here was Marcus Spears' thoughts on it earlier today.
Well, I mean, look, defense is a mechanism when you know you're getting beat up. That's number one. You got to fight or flight. The other thing is, when you make a statement like that on the radio, you've acknowledged that you didn't do enough, right? Like, Mama, I made an A in math. No, I'm whooping your ass because of the F in English. Okay? That's the reality. But here's the other thing. This is actually macro of what goes on with the Dallas Cowboys. The problem is what we just saw right there. The owner feels responsible for the wins and losses. Now, we just had an owner in New York fire head coach because he thought it would translate into more wins. Even though it's wrong, I'm not comparing it. But that's the problem with Jerry. These conversations impact the locker room. They impact the coaching staff. They impact the people that's actually got to go out there and do the job. And when people say that, it's always, well, the players got to make plays. We talk about culture all the time in sports. We talk about what happens predating the game that you're going to play on Sunday. What about the conversation? What's the bulletin board material? If people in the world don't think all of that stuff that Jerry says matter and sitting there like I'm the reason for the good things and also the bad thing, bro, it's a lot of people in that building that want to do a high-level job that can't because they worried about these feelings from Jerry Jones. Yeah. Not the radio people, the people in the building.
Did you feel that way, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, Marcus, I think, is absolutely right about this. You know, and you start to talk about, and there's a lot of people, a lot of businesses that focus on culture and things like that, you know, and there's things that you can absolutely change and there's things you can't change. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I just feel like, though, that if you're a Cowboy fan, your hope is that if they make changes at the end of the year, it's done in a way that gives you the best chance to change the culture that way.
Yeah.
Where, you know, where if you're getting beat, if you're getting, you know, if you're getting out physicaled in games, if it's, you know, if it turns into, you know, your scheme's not good enough, fix all those things. You know, those are the things that you need to try and do right now, because I watch a lot of tape, a lot of other teams, and there's a lot of other teams doing it better than you right now. And especially if Jerry really believes in his talent, he needs to do all he can to help his talent with the best schemes he can. And I don't know if offensively or defensively right now they have the best schemes for their players.
No, there's no question they don't. I just wonder how many legit bona fide coaches with a bunch of options are going to choose you.
Yeah.
Choosing for Jerry to be your GM. You know, winning's not his priority. And you got money tied up in guys that suck. Yeah. Guys that aren't even playing well.
And I'm constantly being undercut as a head coach. My message and the culture that I want to set doesn't really matter because of Jerry, of everything we've just talked about, because of him going and speaking to the media after games. It's great as a media member. I love the access that he gives us. It's awesome. But now you will kind of overshadow anything that the head coach says. The last time that wasn't happening, when they won Super Bowls, and this is something that will irritate the hell out of him, is when Jimmy was here. He wasn't doing that. As soon as that was done, and Jerry started handling things,
but he was on the sidelines. Remember, that was the way he.
So he would stay on the sidelines, right?
He injected himself into the part of the game by standing on the sidelines.
Okay, but I don't think there was ever a doubt of who was in charge, right? It was Jimmy's team. Jimmy makes a decision. I'm going to cut this running back here as soon as the playoffs are starting because I want to send a message to the team. I don't know if that can be done anymore.
Yeah, I hate to say this for us. I think the general manager needs to be like a general manager for the other teams that doesn't talk after games, that we might hear from him from the combine or from the Senior Bowl and stuff like that. I know that doesn't do us any good, but you know, it's probably best for the team, probably best for him, that he doesn't have another situation like he had today.
Yeah.
By putting himself in, you know.
Agreed.
He by the way this team's played, Sean, RJ, and Bobby did their jobs.
Yeah.
They did their jobs. And so, you know, and Jerry's got to understand we're doing our jobs. But you're now putting yourself, by doing these media availabilities, you're opening yourself up to these questions that the fan – so they're all over us about that. We don't ask tough questions. We're not very aggressive. We, you know, we roll over and all that stuff. You know, you don't realize how hard it is to ask those questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to prep to do this stuff. You have to think about what you're asking. And so it's tough on us too, you know, but if I was those people in the PR office there, I would tell Jerry Jones, I wouldn't do any more media availability. And you won't put yourself in these situations anymore.
It's hard to get a team on the same page and have everybody rally around ideas and a vision when it's not clear whose vision it is. And I think that is a big macro issue with the team. I love that he's super invested, obviously. I think Sean and RJ did a great job. Putting it on Dak is crazy. Like, to keep saying we got the highest paid quarterback, we should be better. Your team is highly flawed, and that's a reflection on the job done by the front office. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius Alexander in L.A. Live.
Big shout out to Jerry. Falling on a grenade, taking the heat off his squad.
Ooh,
you
yes.
You know what I mean? Look at him. Well, like old Jerry, boy, something else.
I got it, guys. Yeah. Watch this.
Don't worry about me. Watch me slam dunk on that fool on the radio. let's see. Let's get into a Toxic Tuesday? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
And I played football too. I didn't particularly like it.
What position were you?
I didn't like it. I played tight end.
Yeah? Can block,
and I didn't
catch
like,
the whole
you know,
thing.
And
get,
you had some hands.
We got Delaney Walker behind.
I could catch the ball good, but I didn't particularly like having some guy that was lifting weights all day long and came from a bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he sees me and They were tackling hard.
You were tackling hard, I dare you.
Me either, man. And I don't want to get slammed around by some kid from some bad neighborhood either, bro. I feel you, dog.
Especially if they've been lifting weights all
day. They've been lifting weights all day, all day.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, October 15th, 2024. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. I hope you are enjoying it. Plenty of crash outs for everybody. Indeed, plenty of crash outs. Have y'all seen a LeBron James Hennessy collaboration?
No.
Yeah, LeBron James and Hennessy have a collaboration. Hennessy vs. OP, LeBron James. The bottle looks
cool
great.
Bottle.
Yeah, cool box. Well, Draymond Green posted it on Instagram that he was enjoying LeBron's Hennessy. He posted a photo of the bottle and a drink with a message that said, "Ending my day with the king inside me."
Oh, no, did he?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That is nasty work, son. Why don't you just say, "Hey, I'm enjoying a beverage fit for a king." Or, "I'm drinking kingly," or something like that. "I'm so royal." That's what you say. You don't say, "Ending my day with a king inside me."
Just drinking, probably just right out the bottle.
This is a whole new level of glaze, people. A whole new level of glaze. Draymond, my man, go outside and touch grass.
Oh, man.
Zoom out. Zoom out. My God. Ending my day with the king inside me. That's so wild.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man.
Jeez. Oh, boy. That's like, that would have been a great basketball or butt crack.
Yeah.
Because that's beautiful.
He would never say that.
Definitely some butt cracking. G-Back of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Back Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is climbing up the charts in the key of Sexy Red. And my man Superstar from Killeen. It's a diss track to the Cowboys. Turn up!
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last? Damn. Get it, Jerry.
Hey, hey.
Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad.
I ain't lying.
Every week we taking belt to ass.
That bitch is me.
That cannot complete a simple pass.
What he trying to?
Man, how long is this bitch gonna last?
Who you throwing?
Took a 40 ball, beating two times like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to? He threw it to the defense. I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Dak, go to the barber shop. Get that hairline fixed. And maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it. Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Damn.
Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, Jerry.
That gets better and better every time I hear things that I hadn't heard before. Yeah. You know, he's got some like background stuff that he slips in.
That's fantastic.
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah. That Superstar song and Halle Berry, I helped break that song back in the day.
Berry.
I helped break that. Yeah, man. Shout out to my man Superstar, bro. I'm glad that somebody else sampled it. Now he gets to eat on it again.
That's awesome.
It's a good thing about music, I guess. Man, let me get the vibes right. Rawr. Okay, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. You guys see Tesla's Optimus robots? Did you guys see that? We're in the future.
No.
Yeah.
Dawson, are you kidding me? Yeah.
The Optimus robots?
Yeah, yes. They've got it going on.
This is a long way from the Omnibot 2000s they tried to drop when I was a kid. These things walk. They talk. They make your meals.
I mean, they were pouring drinks.
They're going to be
at Globe Life Field.
Yeah. The bot?
Yeah.
Or just a robot.
Well, it was a
robot.
Yeah,
okay,
a
okay.
Robot.
But yes, it does do
the bartender.
That. Yeah, it does do the bartender vibes. It was singing to that Ray Schmurda guy. Singing to him. It's pretty cool.
A week ago?
Pretty sure these fools are going to be like walking dogs. And my robot is going to walk the dog. Yeah. You see somebody's robot outside, like, you know, washing the car, cutting the grass or something like that.
Wow, that just getting crap done for you.
Getting crap done for you. Would you guys have a robot in your house that costs 20K, 20, 30K? No, you wouldn't have it?
Definitely not.
Not the first one. I'm going to let like a year go by to make sure we can iron out the kinks, you know?
Yeah.
And bring the price down a little bit.
Bring the price down. But with a price like that, I see a lot of people buying it. That he got that money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're going to ice out their robots, put chains on them. He's going to wear, like, you know what I'm saying, Jordans. It's going to be fly as hell.
Yeah, dude. Man, that'll
Hitman.
Be fun.
Look at Hitman robots, dude.
Ooh. You going to make them fight?
I'm just like, dude, if you're talking about getting your dirty work done,
that can happen. Yeah. That's one thing I was like, man, if you have that in your house. And your old girl mad at you, she can program the robot to go in there and just kick your ass.
Yeah, and then you can just claim like, no, dude, the robot just did some wild.
Robot malfunction, oh my God.
You're right, though. They are going to have robot fights. That'll be the next
thing. It'll be robot fights, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And these things can probably spy on you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
For sure.
You don't
watch
want that.
Your every move.
Yeah. You don't want one from Google or Amazon, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well,
I look at that Alexa Dot all the time sitting in my living room.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking She's about listening. All the times it heard all my LSU conversations. And
among others.
Alexa out here going to be breaking news. Yeah. And we got to give Alexa some props for that one right there. Yeah. Well, the Tesla Optimus robots were being controlled by humans.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not technically all the way there yet. The walking, talking Optimus robots that stole the show during Elon Musk's splashy CyberCab event in Hollywood last week were operated in part through remote control by humans.
So it's playing like real life video games. They have like a Xbox controller and they're controlling these dudes.
They were on stage. They were kind of performing.
Yeah, they were dancing and all other stuff. Yeah. But when they were talking to you and interacting with you, there was somebody with a remote control.
Yeah.
So you think you're talking to a robot. It's really a person. It's really the handler of the robot.
Yeah, yeah. That's false advertising.
That's false advertising. Yeah, we're not absolutely. There yet. We're not all the way there yet.
That's a faux bot.
I'm excited.
We're not all the way there yet.
Now, what about this Tesla bus they had the other day? That thing's real, right?
You
can load a bunch of people in
there. I haven't seen anything that said it wasn't. And that report that I just read came from Bloomberg. So you take that up with Bloomberg if you think they're capping out here on a Toxic Tuesday.
Would you have the robot as protection in your house?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in the living room, and then if somebody breaks in, the robot immediately activates and just goes to work.
Well, I bet they're going to program them so they can't hurt humans. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. It makes sense now, but I don't know.
But intruder?
Self-defense,
Intruder.
They're not gonna, but you got to think lawyers. Lawyers are going to be like, it's going to think intruder, it's going to hurt somebody, and then we're going to be like, crap. Now we have $1 billion settlement on our hands. Hurt anybody.
But if somebody breaks into your house, they act. I mean,
yeah, bodyguard bot.
Yeah, yes, you know. Bodyguard
yes.
bot.
Yeah, they could shield you. Yeah. I think, but I don't think they'd program to ever be able to hurt somebody
until somebody hacks it.
Yes.
Maybe they could shoot out some type. Maybe they're not killing the assailant, but maybe they have some
non-lethal
type of dart. We're going to put you to sleep dart.
There's
you know?
A dart in your neck.
Just a taser.
There's a dart in your neck. Shoots a bolt of lightning at
just,
you.
Just put everybody to sleep and call 911.
Tase his ass.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sprays gas in your face.
I'm down for that. Yeah, a little mustard gas
a little
or whatever.
Gassy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole police force of these things pretty soon.
RoboCop. It's true. Well, I mean, we had the Texas guy that was getting arrested by a robot something.
Sure, sure did. They're going to be out here doing the damn thing. These robots.
I would buy. I'd pay $20,000 for a protective robot.
Yeah. Well, I want a Rosie like George Jefferson.
Oh,
is that his name?
Yeah.
George Jetson. George Jetson.
George
Jetson.
Housekeeper.
Yeah. Give me one of those things. What else we got right here? On the Toxic Tuesday. Did y'all see the news about the armed militia that was out hunting FEMA workers?
No. What?
Yeah, they were out there hunting FEMA workers. FEMA workers operating in North Carolina were told to evacuate on Saturday over concerns that an armed militia was threatening workers in the area.
Taking the supplies?
National Guard troops they came across two trucks of armed militia saying they were out hunting FEMA workers.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude.
Foul. You're not bringing us supplies fast enough.
They've had some problems with supply chain stuff.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
Could be some of that. Could be a whole lot of the talk that's out here.
Yes.
Could be a lot of the talk that's gassing people.
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah. FEMA confirmed later on Monday that it would be resuming its operations. So they started, you know, yesterday they did their things. Mm-hmm. But someone did get arrested. Someone did get arrested. Watch your stuff out here. What we got? Rudy Giuliani's son.
Was arrested?
No, he pleads with the federal courts not to take his dad's Yankees World Series rings.
Oh no,
it's gotten that bad.
His daddy got four of them.
Having to liquidate his gear.
They're trying to liquidate. He owes these Georgia election workers $148 million. My God.
Ouch.
Not the rings.
They're big. Coming to get all the assets, and they want those rings. Son said, Dad gave me those for a gift. Of course, like, man, we don't care, bro.
Yeah.
We don't care.
We're taking it.
Yeah, put that in your head. Hold on.
New at 11, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made waves in his weekly radio conversation with Shannon RJ on 105.3 The Fan.
Good old Shan.
Who? Who? Now, we used to be related here, CBS 11. We used to be related. We used to be family. Mm-hmm. Now, just because we had a little divorce in the family, not caused by us,
no.
You ain't got to forget our names.
You know who it is.
You don't have to forget who we are.
Shan.
Shan and RJ. Now, I get it. They call my son Shan, too, sometimes, because I named him Sean.
Oh.
I spell it S-E-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah, so correct. He gets that sometimes. I remember the day he remembered, like, he found out his name. Like, it really hit him. The acknowledgement of his name hit his soul. He tapped me on the knee. I looked over at him, just a little kid. And he pointed at himself, and he said, Sean. And I said, yeah, buddy. It sure is. You sure are. Sean. Yeah, you sure are. Cute.
That's me.
You're my Sean. If you missed the Jerry Jones crash out with RJ in the Choppy Show, which one of these fools is Chop? Shout out to Sean for standing his ground. You know, just asking questions. I'm going to play the whole little situation. Oh, crap!
No, you're good.
Am I?
Yes.
All right, I got 5 minutes. Listen to this, y'all.
Okay. Play it.
One Super Bowl champion. What'd the others do wrong? There's one Super Bowl champion. Now, we want to be that champion. And I'm sure not throwing the towel in today because of what happened out there Sunday. But I'm not going to sit here and waste a lot of energy, a lot of time. Let's talk about what I should have done back in 1907 or 2017, Ben. Come on. I've got more time than that, and I actually don't even have time for looking back at decisions.
Okay. So, Jerry, 1970, a little different from this past off season in building the team we're talking about today, which there was a lot of criticism that you guys didn't add, didn't spend, and don't add, and don't spend, and are not aggressive enough with some of the problems that are still haunting the Cowboys today that we see play out on the field. That's the point of talking about the offseason.
Oh, I remember those criticisms very well. Okay, so what?
Are they playing out to be accurate?
What's your point? What's your point?
My point is, it seems like...
Let me tell you what I'll do. Let me tell you what I'll do about it. I will let us sit down and look at the decisions we've made over the last several years. Okay? I'll look at it.
Okay.
Now, if you think I'm interested in on a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning.
What good?
I'm not.
That's weed.
I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me. To talk about, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Mm.
Well, my job is to ask why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Oh.
Jerry,
y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
Well,
now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick. about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions.
Yeah.
The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
Jerry Jones here on the Fan. Jerry, you worried about fan apathy setting in?
Well, I'm not worried about fan apathy. If you saw the letters and things I'm getting, that's the last thing from apathy. You're seeing very, very keen, intense passion about what we're not doing and concern about what we're doing. And that's the reason that I love this thing, is because you have that kind of passion. I love the passion. And I'm nobody more passionate than our Dallas Cowboy fans. I'll assure you one thing, and I know you guys know it. I'm not afraid to make decisions. And I can live with anything that we're talking about as far as criticism about those decisions. What I'm going to worry about is whether those decisions can pan out in a positive way. You've got a lot of reasons why they don't. And you've got a lot of teams up here looking around at some of the decisions they've made over the last few years. Just because everybody else is making bad decisions doesn't mean that justifies you making a bad decision.
You say you don't.
We can go into this. We can go into this. I'm saying what I'm saying. Don't tell me what I'm saying.
Okay.
You listen to what I'm saying.
Jerry, why are you getting so mad at us? We're just asking you why the blowouts are happening, the historical differences at home. We're just asking about it on behalf of the fans, and you're getting real ticked off and mad at us. We're just
Can I tell you something, guys? I don't get mad at people that I can not be with if I don't want to be with. I don't get mad. You're asking me for a response, and I'm giving you a response.
There you go, folks. I give you a big chunk of that right
there.
Thank
you
for that. Yeah.
I love it until I've got to talk about it, and you want to ask me about all the wrong decisions. I don't got time to talk about the past, except I'm going to bring up when I bought the Dallas Cowboys and what a stupid decision that was. Good Lord.
I love the keen passion from the fans, but not you, yahoos.
Yeah, don't ask me a damn thing.
Yeah.
But there's no fan apathy. Yeah. Nobody cares that we haven't won a damn thing in 30 years. Hell, we haven't even been to a conference championship game. That doesn't matter. We're winning 12 games a season, baby. What a bum.
Is he checking social media?
Maybe.
Or is he getting like old snail mail that fast?
Right?
I don't know. All right. I got to get out of here. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be back here tomorrow unless Jerry Jones caps me. Got to go.
Yes, sir. It's time now. That's a perfect segue into our next segment. The 6 o'clock sound off at 877-881-1053. What would you say about Jerry going round and round with Sean and RJ this morning? It's next here on The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.